All right, coming up next on the stage is a gentleman that I very much enjoy watching. Right, buddy? On stage. He's an emeritus member of the Nerdalogs, part of the sketch group Rabbit Rabbit, incredibly funny and talented person, Mr. Andrew Bentley.
Hi, everyone. I am Andrew Bentley. And this is oatmeal. For those of you listening to the podcast, oatmeal is a stuffed animal, more specifically a Canis lupus familiaris, or dog, and more specifically a border collie. And I realize he may not seem on point for the theme of horror. I mean, look at him, he's adorable. And it wasn't actually the first thing I thought of. I thought first about telling you about Mrs. Bierbauer, who always used to hand out church tracts on Halloween instead of candy. And then one year, my friend and I decided to blow up our mailbox with M80s. And after we did, we discovered that in the intervening year, she had moved away, and we had just blown up someone else's mailbox entirely. But that's pretty much the story right there. And I also thought about talking about my least favorite online comedy video ever, which was a super high-budget parody of the Monster Mash called The Monster Fuck. But it's probably sufficient just to say that the chorus of it was, they did the monster fuck, those monsters sucked and fucked. The monster fuck. So, to bring it back around to oatmeal, the story actually starts with a different border collie, a live one, the one belonging to my next-door neighbor, Mrs. Martin. Now, Mrs. Martin was kind of your traditional neighborhood oddball. She wasn't, you know, she wasn't weird in like a dangerous or a creepy way. She was just kind of an old, lonely spinster who, you know, lived next door. We didn't see her very often. In fact, really the only time we would ever see her is when she would bring out her border collie, Cody, to come and, you know, run around in the yard. And I'd, you know, run up and down the fence with it and kind of nod my head. Mrs. Martin, you know, repeated things over and over again. But that was pretty much, you know, the only time that she ever put in an appearance outside of her house. And then, one day, my parents noticed that she and Cody hadn't actually put in any appearances in a little while. And so my dad called over to the house, got no response. And so eventually my dad, you know, took it upon himself to go over there and, you know, let himself into her house and discovered that Mrs. Martin, who was diabetic, had gone into a diabetic coma. And so she was still alive. They ended up, you know, they rushed her to the hospital. My dad probably saved her life there, but Cody, unfortunately, had been locked in another part of the house, or just, you know, not locked, but in the room with the door shut. And Cody, unfortunately, had not survived. So Mrs. Martin ended up coming out of the coma. You know, she came back. She was obviously incredibly broken up about Cody. And for a little while, she didn't have a dog. And then one day, while we were working in the yard, a van pulled up, and they abandoned a German Shepherd directly in front of our house. Like, they just pulled up, door open, and someone basically shoved the dog out of the car, and then the car drove away. So my folks brought the dog, you know, back into the backyard. Obviously, we already had a dog. We weren't going to keep this German Shepherd. But we figured that that Mrs. Martin might, you know, like a new dog. So we took him over to meet her. You know, she loved him. She agreed right away to take him off our hands. You know, she named him Max. And then for the next several years, that's, you know, we would see, you know, Max running up and down the fence on the other side of our house. And then one day, we realized we kind of hadn't seen Max running up and down the yard a while. So my dad kind of repeated the process, and he went over there and let himself in. He found that Mrs. Martin had gone into another diabetic coma. And this time, apparently, she had not survived. But Max had, because this time Max hadn't been left in a different room. And so Max had subsisted on Mrs. Martin. So, and my dad had the good fortune of discovering that. Well, elsewhere in the house, you know, I never saw it. He described the house. He said apparently she was a hoarder. There were just boxes of newspapers filling up most of the rooms with a little alleyway for her to walk from room to room between them. But in one of the rooms, he found oatmeal here, a border collie just like Cody. And I don't know really why my dad chose to bring oatmeal back with him and give him to me. I think maybe it could have been he was suddenly, upon seeing Mrs. Martin's partially devoured body, confronted or kind of consumed with thoughts of his own mortality. And maybe in that moment, his thoughts turned to his children and his beloved family, and he decided to give me something in that instant. That may have been it. Or possibly, maybe he recognized in the fact that Cody was a border collie, that this stuffed animal had kind of borne mute witness to Max surviving in a way Cody never could have. And maybe, and I don't know, maybe in a sense my dad that day was finally letting Cody out of the house. But regardless, I named him Oatmeal, and despite all the other stuffed animals I've, gotten rid of or, given away over the years, I've always felt I should hang on to this one. Because you never know, right? Thank you very much.
Wow. And that was just the first story. Guys, if I can just ignore everything really amazing Andrew said and talk about the monster fuck for a second. So, the monster fuck is a comedy bang bang bit. I don't know why there's like a high produced video of it. Yeah, it is Paul Rust, isn't it? It's on the podcast, it's so fucking funny because it's by a character who clearly is like just done, like he has nothing to give the world, but he's trying so hard to do something edgy and cool. And someone obviously got the wrong message from the monster fuck and turned it into a high produced YouTube video. Or they got the exact right message, but on the podcast, it's very, very funny. Anyway, I've said enough about other people's podcasts.